Here are some steps to launch. Number one, you have to come up with an idea. Well, that's the easy part. Well, you think so, but sometimes you're just building solutions without solving a problem. So let's assume you've got the elementary part right and you've really figured out that your idea solves a problem. Okay, start there. Number two, you want to create a mock-up. This is often overlooked. People get straight into prototyping and the next stages. So don't overlook it. Create a mock-up of what it looks like, how it would work. Maybe it's a drawing, maybe it's physical, maybe it's some Figma designs. Just think about it a little bit. Number three is a prototype. Maybe 50% of people do this. And so you really want to also hone in on this and go, how will it actually operate? What will the customer experience be like, or the user experience? What will it look like in a lot more detail? A mock-up, let's just say it's on a whiteboard. A prototype will actually be, you know, something you can interact with to show me what it does. Then you've got the actual building of the MVP. And the mistake here isn't that people don't do it, it's that it takes them too long. An MVP has to be so streamlined, so simplified, just has to just get the job done. And it can be ugly, it can be, not the exact platform that you're going to use it on. Whatever it is, just take the advice that most people take too long to build and launch the MVP. It's super important to just get it out there and see if people want it. For example, let's just say I'm using an Excel spreadsheet to track all of these different products that are in the stores around me. You might be tempted to just go out and build a Shopify website and try and make it have real-time API. That could work. But an MVP would just be having it in a spreadsheet and being available on the phone to tell people what's available for sale. And so just be really creative going, what is the minimum requirement to test the concept that you're trying to validate? And so if it's to see if people are interested in all of these different types of books and magazines, then they don't really need a search for it. They know how to search for it on Amazon. But if you want to see if they want to know how to see an aggregated databases of all the books, then that's something different. So figure out what you're going to test and build that MVP. Now, in my opinion, the secret to success comes in between the MVP and the launch. And this is actually having a closed beta. And so you validate the hypothesis in more detail and then reiterate if you need to. So using my example of this retail aggregator of books and magazines, maybe share this service, this spreadsheet, even Airtable with 20 people and just be like, the next time you need a book, just go on here and see if you can find it there. Or call me up and let me know if this solves a problem that you need to have solved. And so you're validating a hypothesis that they have the problem, they thought of you and your startup, and that this could eventually have a great UI and a great UX that is on a nice website that people can purchase an order from and then have delivered or whatever it is. So a closed beta, in my opinion, is the secret to success. And then, of course, you then need a launch. Duh. Guess what? You're going to need a launch again, for sure. When you launch the first time, most people probably didn't realize it. So you're going to have to launch again in a month, maybe 3 months later, and then a year later. So don't be scared to launch and be like, we need to make a big splash. Chances are it's a big splash to you, but just get used to launching and launching again, because it's going to happen over and over again. So the steps again are: come up with an idea that solves a problem, create a mock-up, create a prototype, build an MVP, do a closed beta, launch, have another launch, and then launch again.